To lead into this, use this as an example. I don't know, it's probably a poor example, but hey, you know me. I'm up for that. So, man, I'm doing a little softball last night. It was hot, but survived. Which reminds me, by the way, if ever that we are in need of you know, taking our daily temperature checks to make sure that we're not above. Can't do it after being outside these days because...
Oh, yeah, you'd be way over, yeah.
The temperature rises in a hurry when you step outdoors.
Yeah.
Especially if you're active or something like that, then you step indoors and you're gonna be clocking in over the actual temperature. Anyway, so at some point in the game, I'm batting and I hit a shot down the left field line. And it's down the line, and it's curving foul. So I start kind of making my way down that first baseline, and I'm trying to wave it fair. It's going foul, and I'm trying to wave it fair, and I'm trying to wave it fair. Fortunately, some members of the older generation of our team got it. Carlton Fisk. 1975 World Series game-winning home run, 12th inning when he led off. And he willed it, to be fair. I think it even hit the pole.
It did.
In order for a Game 7 to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, other people who were watching going on, they're like, yeah, whatever.
What's with him?
Foul ball. Go swing the bat again. So, you know, I was acting out the role of Carlton Fisk, even though I've never played Major League Baseball, but I was acting out the role of Carlton Fisk. Do I need to be a Major League Baseball player to act out that role? I think not.
You're out there to have fun.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right. Although they did give me two strikes, and the next pitch came, and I sculled off the end of the bat foul, and in softball, foul ball with two strikes means you're out.
That's out.
So,
not good.
Yeah, it was sad. Anyway.
Do you bat like Carlton Fisk, or are you more like a Cecil Cooper? Or, I'm sorry, I'm just going on.
Another great
now
one,
you've got me going with 70s and 80s.
Let's get some of those 70s and 80s names. 7:43 on WSW. Thankfully, Pat Johnston is here, our movie expert, because I want to talk about acting as much as I was talking about acting there. There's a story that popped up, and I get it on one hand, and yet I'm disturbed on another hand. It has to do with actress Halle Berry, who apparently is receiving some feedback, I guess I'll call it. She apparently has issued an apology. As she revealed in a recent interview that she was considering a role that would she'd be playing a transgender man. I guess it came up when she was with her hairstylist, and the stylist asked her if she'd ever consider cutting her hair short again. Remember that for a time she had I can't remember if that was cut for a role or not. She had cut her hair really short.
Yeah, maybe. The James Bond movie.
I'm thinking the James Bond,
mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we weren't really paying attention to her hair, but that's another story. and she said, yeah, you know, I was thinking of getting my hair short. There's a role as a transgender that's coming up that would require me to cut my hair short. She said she received a pitch for this project around the time that she was making the movie Bruised, which I guess that she directs and stars in, and it's supposed to be released sometime in 2020. When that word got out, she started getting pushback on Twitter. Imagine that, social media, where she was being criticized, and now she's officially apologized because as a woman who's not transgender, you know, how dare you, Halle, consider taking a role where you play. That role should go to a person who's transgender. Only a transgender can understand that world and should only play that role. And, you know, a famous actress as she is, and as much support as she's ever gotten, you know, she was getting slapped around a little bit on social media. And on one hand, I get what the discussion, but on the other hand, I thought to myself, isn't that the essence of a great actor or an actress, where they put themselves in a role that is not them? I mean, they find a way to immerse themselves, and a lot of actors and actresses do this. You know, whatever character they have to play, sometimes you hear how they lose weight, gain weight, learn different martial arts, or learn how to, whatever the role they're going to be in, go to a boot camp or something if you're going to play a role in the military or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that was just my thought. Did she really need to apologize? Even if perhaps that she thought that, okay, maybe I think twice, maybe I'd rather have a person who's a real transgender have a chance to advance their careers. But did she deserve the feedback, the negativity, and the demand for apologies?
Well, yeah, I mean, just from my quick reading on it, it just seems like that there were those in the trans community who thought that her statements were mischaracterizing certain things, and so they just wanted to make sure that she understood. In fact, I guess she watched a documentary on how trans roles have been depicted in film history and how they sometimes brought on negative connotations. And so that's what they just wanted her to see, wanted her to understand, and she didn't. She dropped out. Glad, apparently, they released a statement praising her for her statement and wanting to understand more and apologizing. So, you know, seems like all's well.
All is well now.
That ends okay. Well, right? Yeah. That's just from my quick reading. I mean, I understand, yeah, what you're saying. And, you know, times are changing.
They are.
A bit. You know, we were talking off the air. You had Julie Andrews play, she was a woman in Victor Victoria, right? But posing to be a man, man, right? Yeah. And then you had Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire, right? I mean, yeah, you have those incidents, but different situations.
Didn't we have women doing Peter Pan way back?
Martin. And this is a very personal role, I understand, too, but I look at any kind of character. I mean, one of the greatest actors that we know, who has played so many different roles of characters that he had no personal experience, like Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Did he have to serve in the military to be in Saving Private Ryan? Did he have to be in NASA to play in Apollo 13?
No.
Did he have to be a
flyer to fly Sully's plane?
A pilot. And I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just, is it a fair comparison?
Well, first of
not?
All, you are pointing out that I think Hollywood is overusing Tom Hanks right there.
Well, and I understand.
What hasn't he done?
He's supposed to, another movie is supposed to be coming up and starring as like a submarine commander or something.
Yeah, that's right.
That,
yes. Yeah.
But again, you could point to a lot of actors who take on roles, and if not personal roles such as that, who have actually played roles of different nationality. Than they are.
Yeah.
Well, they adopt accents and looks and.
Right.
Like I said, I just thought that was the essence of, you know, if you can have a character who can put themselves in a role that is totally what they are not, and you could believe it. And frankly, I would think too that there'd be support that maybe perhaps if she were to do this, maybe she could advance the causes and the concerns that the transgender community might have. It's like, wow, if we have Halle Berry supporting us by playing this role.
Yeah. Well, maybe the transgender community is very concerned that their people are not getting
the roles.
Enough roles.
And it's going to somebody like Halle Berry.
Yeah, right. And I understand that. That's where, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just concerned that she was getting such negativity. It was like, whoa, you know, time out.
This isn't gender-based. This is race-based. But what I'm about to say here about, I don't know if you've seen the stories that have been coming out here where a lot of white actors portraying voices of black cartoon characters, animated characters, have decided to quit.
Oh, really?
Yes, and say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Maybe black actors should be
doing that.
The voice for black characters in cartoons.
Well,
yeah.
There has been that, or different nationalities or things like that. Again, adopting accents and things like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right, you know? Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, like I said, you know, things from the past sometimes just are in the past, and they kind of, the times are, as Bob Dylan said, 50 years ago, and it didn't stop then. It still goes on now. The times are changing.
Can you say like Bob Dylan would sing?
No, I don't want to do that.
Times are changing.